Rishimunis and scriptures and especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the combined manifestation of Radha and Krishna, the most miniscule form of Godhead, he appeared and introduced Sankirtan. You get everything by doing Sankirtan. But chant the holy name. But there is but. What means? In the association of bona fide sons. Not the professional chanters. They are doing for other motives. But with the association of sincere, bona fide singers, they may be in household life, or they may be ascetic. All should be ascetic, it is not the purpose. But their purpose should be correct. Target should be correct. With such devotees, in the company you should utter the name, then you should get concentration. When you utter the name loudly, nothing of this world will come to you to disturb you. Always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda. He is entering into you, and no other sound will enter. But loudly if you chant the holy name, in the company of devotees, then the purpose of concentration to the object will be served in this Kali Yuga. And under that banner, all can unite. Everybody is, all are from Supreme Lord. In Supreme Lord, by Supreme Lord. They are not different from Supreme Lord. They may be born in different places in this world, but actually they are coming from Supreme Lord. They have got connection. For that reason, if one performs Sankirtan under the flag of Sankirtan, all can unite. All persons of different sects, on different nations, all can unite together under the banner. And by chanting the holy name, purely, without offensive talk, chant the holy name, you should have love for Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Then automatically you have love for all living beings. When you love somebody, you cannot have the impetus to injure any of his parts. Love somebody means to love him with all his parts. If I love Krishna, actual love, I cannot have the impetus to inflict injury to any sentient beings of the world, not to speak of human beings. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is the best solution of all problems of the world.